Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Hey, Millie, how you doing?
Hello there. I'm fantastic.
Guys, welcome to our very first episode of Private Moments. Basically, these are 5-minute episodes where we round up all of our favorite guests and our favorite moments. So each episode of our Private Moments, we're going to get things with good advice, things that are interesting, things that are funny, things that are different.
We're doing little 5-minute.
Yeah, little 5-minute clips. So if you haven't listened to
Private Moments.
Yeah, so for example, we're kicking it off with one of our favourite episodes with our good old buddy and quizmaster, the one and only Richard
Osman.
Richard Osman.
What a legend. I keep seeing his books everywhere.
Oh, dude, he's killing
They're on everyone's kitchen tables.
Yeah.
They're in toilets.
So Richard made fun of my book that I wrote. This is the one where I gave Richard my book.
He didn't even make fun of it. He just read excerpts from it.
Well, he read chapter 8.
That's all he needed to do.
He read chapter 8. And he also chatted about the fact that the photo shoot on the front cover was whereas tied to a chair.
Mm.
So, guys, these are little private moments they're going to have. And if you want to go and listen to the full episode, it's obviously you can. But these are just little snippets for your absolute delight. We love you and enjoy the episode with Richard Osman. Age is such an interesting thing because stereotypically, right, we have this idea that we're meant to do everything when we're young, and then when we're old, we don't. Mm. But actually, that's just not the case now.
Yeah.
You know, for example, with your books, for example, you wrote your first fictional book 2020.
Yeah, so I was 49.
It was about cricket, was it?
Yeah, I had 20, yeah. I hadn't presented a TV show until I was 40. That was entirely unexpected. And I'd always wanted to write. And I suspect if I'd written books in my 20s, they wouldn't have been very good. And so to be able to write a book at 49, which I loved and I'm very proud of, it's called Thursday Murder Club. And
Thursday Murder Club.
The Man Who Died Twice is the follow-up. I suspect that might be why it's so successful, because I wrote it from a position of, you know, liking myself and knowing a bit more about the world and, you know, and understanding a little bit about how things work, which I think is why people respond to it. And if you do that in your 20s, you know, no one likes someone successful in their 20s.
I
was going to do the second half, but we're going to do it now, so I've got your present.
Another one.
Present.
There you go.
You say present.
Yeah. Holy grail.
Jamie Lang. I can explain. Yeah. See, this is everyone. Yeah. You get to a certain stage, a certain renown, mm-hmm. and people say, can you do a book? And everyone who has some respect will say, I can't do an autobiography.
I said that.
I'm too young.
I said that.
But then they'll say, oh, why don't you do a thing like Funny Musings?
That's what happened.
Just little stories about your life or, you know, lessons
you can learn.
That's exactly what
happened.
You just paint it slightly.
Exactly what happened. Lessons you can learn. And everyone's got one out this year. Rob Beckett and Josh Widdicombe. They've all got them out.
Yep.
I get it. You know, you'll have got, I don't know what advance you'll have got, 100 grand or something, that you're never, ever, ever going to make back. I mean, literally,
Richard, you're speaking my language.
You are never seeing another penny out of that. Maybe next year they'll say, oh yeah, we can. You'll be saying, I've got, maybe I could do a follow up, and they're like, yeah, maybe. Or is there something else that you want? Maybe do an autobiography.
Can you wait until you've realised death is upon you and then write a book?
But no, Everett, listen, it's all cash and stuff. It's all, you know, because Clark,
because it's all cash,
because Clarkson did such a good one, you know, 10, 15 years ago, that made such a lot of money for everybody. And now anyone who's got any kind of, you know, if they've seen your TV like twice, they'll go, oh, why don't you just do a book? Like, do a chapter that's Rules for Life. Do a chapter of, you know, things I learned. Do a chapter about how to get through your school days.
How to be an empath.
Yeah. Do the rules of reality TV. Why don't you do like a thing about like the vocab of what you'd say in Made in Chelsea?
First rule, there are no rules.
Yeah.
Truth be told, with the book, I didn't want to.
Didn't write it.
I didn't want this life.
Truth be told, I haven't looked at it. I'm gonna read some stuff.
You can't. Don't read.
Richard,
don't,
please, okay, please read some excerpts. I can't read.
Of course.
Okay. Here we go.
Chapter 8. Bad guy.
Fuck off.
Right. Listen. He writes very conversationally. That's good. Yeah, or whoever he.
You
was
say
speaking,
he. Yeah,
whoever
yeah,
he
yeah.
was speaking.
It was
to.
A she. Yeah. And
right. Okay. First of all, before we get into it, I need to make you understand that I'm not a bad guy.
Fuck. You are literally David Brent. I'm sorry.
I don't feel like one. I'm a good person. I'm kind and always polite. I have lovely friends. And people who work with me always say it was fun and that I'm pretty easy to get along with.
This isn't real.
Holy fuck, Jamie.
This is not real.
This is so...
This is not real.
It's the way he's reading it in that voice. If he doesn't read it in that voice.
No, this is my voice.
Read it more empathetically.
Okay. I know all this is true. And yet, well... Sometimes you get an idea in your head about what people think about you, and you look at some of your past behaviour and you wonder, hang on, maybe I'm not a nice person after all. Maybe I've been wrong all these years and I'm secretly evil. Self-doubt thrives on making you feel bad about yourself. I mean, listen, I'm in absolute floods.
That is a page turner. That is
the front cover is you are tied to a chair with gaffer tape, as if you're so fucking crazy. You need to be contained. Honestly, my opinions, they are so mad. I am going to... Whoa. Buckle up, everybody.
It's so true.
Buckle up.
It was actually the only way they got him to do the book.
I mean, that is...
You couldn't be more... I mean, I've never had anything more spot on in my entire life. Don't hand it back to me. It's yours.
Lessons learned on my journey from Chelsea to the ballroom and beyond.
Yeah,
and beyond. What do you mean beyond?
Beyond.
Ballroom. Okay, how long was this photo shoot you did? Was that the whole morning or something?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
And photo shoots, they always do like normal, sensible ones. They go just at the end. They go, oh, just do a silly one where you put a silly face. It's not. We won't use it.
And they always use it.
And that's always the one that they use.
Just do the silly one. Sorry, we're going to gaffer tape you to a chair.
Well, listen.
Right. So, did they pitch the idea of gaffer taping you to a chair? Tell me their pitch.
Well, I suggested. Well, there's a point in the story where I talk about being tied to a chair, and they thought this would be funny for a front cover. And I went, "Okay, you're the expert."
Is it a funny story about being tied to a chair?
Oh, when you read it,
a grim one.
When no, it's a great one. When you
That's
read
a funny
it,
one.
It's a really funny one. When you listen, I reckon you're going to get the end of that book, and you're going to go, "That was fantastic."
I love the idea. You think I'm going to get to the end of that book?
You are.
I think it might actually be really successful. It's going to be like Alan Partridge's.
Has it got an index?
Yeah. It will have an index.
No, it doesn't have an index.
Okay, it doesn't have an
no
index.
No one's ever got that far.
This is about the author.
Okay.
Just quickly, this is good.
Do you know what's so funny?
I was going to
send you an email message saying, can I get a quote from you for the back of the book?
And then for
I thought,
sure.
And then I thought, I just don't think I can do it. I can actually get and do it. I got to a point where I suddenly went, wait, hang on a sec. I thought, firstly, all the answers were going to be given to you. I thought our parents had answers, teachers had answers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get to a certain age and you realise, firstly, most people are guessing. We're all kind of like treading water in some sort of way. And also, you suddenly realise that all of the things that you were caring about actually were nonsense, and no one was thinking about you anyway. And for me, that was suddenly like a big realisation. I don't know if you had that earlier.
Yeah, it's true. Nobody gives a toss about you. And that's a much easier way to live. Remember, you know, once you get over the slight kind of ego thing of that, I think, oh, and they think, well, of course they don't give a toss, and they're not going to meet you again, and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, the people you love will stick around, and the people you don't love won't stick around, and that's how it should be. And it's, you know, my to get through your 20s and 30s, you know, you need a rocket fuel, whatever it is. And usually it comes somewhere from...
What was your rocket fuel?
Well, usually it comes from an insecurity, you know, an ambition, a wanting to prove people wrong, a wanting to achieve something that, you know, other people in your family hadn't done, whatever it is. But at some point that rocket fuel burns out. So, you know, and you just start orbiting the globe. And you know,
you had to keep to a space analogy, didn't you?
Well, do you know what the space analogy
the sky
gets worse.
Is not the limit.
Okay, the space gets worse. Here we go.
But because of course you got that rocket fuel, you get up in orbit, and then hopefully you've done enough work on yourself that you can enjoy the view. You know, you can look out the window, you can enjoy what you see, and you can enjoy being in orbit.
For Jamie.
But then, of course, at some point, you know, because I'm a lot older than you guys, I'm in my 50s now. At some point, you know, you're going to start going back down to Earth, right? That spaceship is going to go back down as well. So, you know, do as much work as you can to get into orbit as quick as possible. Yeah, well, cool. Well, that, James, when you die.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry to break that to you.
Okay, but then I got...
Jamie's not going to die.
But we all... No, I doubt that.
I'm not that annoying.
I shouldn't have thought so.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't die on Instagram, you don't die. Yeah.
That was an absolute treat. Short and sweet, 5 minutes.
Yeah. Private moments, that's what you would imagine, like if you caught two parents having sex, they would say, yeah, sorry, we're just having a private moment.
That's exactly it. We're having a private hug. Our private moments are out every Monday, so you can get your 5 minute fix of private parts at the beginning of the week and kick your week off with an absolute bang. So we're obviously here on Wednesdays and Fridays as well, but we'll see you next Monday for another one of our private moments from the lovely Olivia Neal. We'll see you then, guys.
Ciao for now.
Goodbye.
Private moments.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.